Many don't, because not everybody can triumph. You can only make it, in other words, enhance your sense of self in the eyes of the world through making it, only if many others don't make it. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense, it doesn't work anymore. Making it would then become meaningless. Of course, you want to tell yourself in the mind that you have made it, and perhaps others will confirm it to you that you have indeed made it. But if you can't make it, then you can gain a specialness through failing. Poor me who failed, who didn't make it, because the world treated me unfairly and life circumstances were hostile, and I had a bad start in life. In this way, an image of me can be formed of somebody who has been wronged, and so you can add that to the content of your mind. That is one of many possibilities. Being wronged by the world, or by a particular person, or your parents. That can create a very strong sense of self too, a sense of having failed. I have failed in the eyes of the world. I had a few chances, or I never had a chance, and somehow it didn't work out and I didn't make it. A very unhappy sense of self, a miserable sense of self, gives you an identity too. You can talk to others about why you are miserable and what the world has done to you, or whatever it is. In this way, you can strengthen your poor me identity, and others are likely to confirm it. They listen and say, "Yes, you're right." A woman came to see me, whose main story was how unhappy her marriage was. She was continuously thinking about how difficult her husband was to live with. She was always reacting to his behavior. Whatever he did was irritating to her. The way he ate, the way he sat there, the way he spoke. Her sense of self was based on that reactive irritation and all the mind activity around it. After a few months, I pointed out to her that she can either leave him or she can observe that particular reactive mind pattern with which she was identified and actually allow him to be instead of reacting. There was a moment when she saw the possibility of freedom, of stepping out of that mind-based sense of self. And then she said, "But if I let go of that, what have I got left?" Her feeling was, "I need that. Who am I without it? A pattern that I've been identified with in the mind for 10, 20, or 30 years. If I let go of that, who am I? If I let go of my sad story, and this applies to quite a few people, who am I without that?" Once a particular sense of self has established itself in the mind, there's a great reluctance to let go of that. Every therapist knows how strong the compulsion is to sabotage awareness, how strong the compulsion is to hang on to the sense of self. One person who thinks they have made it and the other who thinks they have failed are two extremes. Most people fluctuate between the two. For a few days you think you're fine, and then suddenly some critical remark by somebody diminishes your sense of self. It's important to see that no matter how successful you've been in the eyes of the world, the sense of self that is mind-derived, thought-derived, is never at ease and fulfilled for long.